Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and Kate is the Director of Programs for Cass County Extension, Iowa State University. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and we're going to try and help everybody else be good because we want to talk about a health fair coming up. So, Kate, when is it? Where is it? And then we're going to talk about what you're going to be doing there.
All right. We are partnering, one of many partners, actually, with the Atlantic Hy-Vee and the Nishna Valley Family YMCA to do a community health fair. So we will be having a display at the health fair. The health fair is being held at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA this coming Monday, the 27th of October. There's actually two sessions. They'll be there in the morning with some booths set up from 9 to 10 a.m. and then again in the evening, kind of that after work time, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. So we would invite folks to come out at either one of those times, learn a little bit more about how to be healthy. There should be some great presenters out there.
Yeah, and there will, I'm sure, be booths from other people there. And I know that Hy-Vee is bringing their health mobile. I'm not sure that's the right name for it. But there's going to be so much offered. And it's kind of unusual, that the time frames, but I think very logical.
Yes, very logical. Obviously, since we're partnering with the YMCA, they do several morning fitness classes. And so the 9 to 10 a.m. time is designed to catch those folks that are there doing their workouts in the morning, and we'll have a great amount of information available for mostly adults at that time. I know at least at the extension booth, we'll be focusing on adult information then. Then the afternoon evening session from 4:30 to 7, we'll have a little bit more information for families and kids. We're bringing our youth specialist, Beth Earl, back along to do some fun hands-on activities for kids at that time as well.
All right. Let's talk about a few of the resources that might be available from 9 to 10. You're going to be there as a resource, but you know, are they bringing some handouts? What are you, in that little package you're bringing from 9 to 10, what are some of the topics that you're going to be including?
Okay, so we're going to have some information on reading nutrition labels on products, learning how to read those nutrition labels and how to interpret them for you. We're also going to have some information and displays where folks can get hands-on with portion sizes. So some good things like a softball size is one serving of fresh fruits or vegetables or leafy greens is a good visual. We'll also have a little bit of information for folks on just general health and well-being. So walking, simple exercises you can do at home, good ways to take care of your heart, other things like that. So lots of information for folks to pick up, browse through, ask some questions. We'd love to have them stop by.
Okay. So then in the second session, 4:30 to 7, as you said, that's aimed more at kids and young families, kids and their parents that you hope will stop by. And some of the resources you're going to be having there.
Well, of course, we'll still have all the same resources that we had in the morning. So if folks don't make it in the morning, they're welcome to come out. We'll have all of the nutrition, heart health, and motion and activity type information. We're also going to do, with the younger kids, a focus on MyPlate and a balanced diet. So we'll have some fun activities they can do. We're going to have some play food out there so they can make up a healthy plate and win a prize if they get all their five food groups represented with a healthy, and we've got some little cheat sheets we'll have out to help them as well, of course. So some fun things like that. They can do a beanbag toss and win some prizes. So we're going to have a lot of fun stuff out there for kids. And of course, the accompanying information to pick up for their parents. Lots of great publications on specialty foods that toddlers and young children are interested in, helping pick family meals, planning menus, always a busy time of year to be planning menus and things like that, as well as just creating balanced family meals.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned MyPlate, and I know that there is, I'm sure you'll be having that resource listed, because MyPlate.gov just gives you tons of things. You want to keep your kids busy, you just tune them in to MyPlate.gov.
Oh, yeah, they have tons of games and videos and fun interactive. They can go on there and win little prizes, play interactive computer games, lots of things they can do on that website. So we'll have a few of the more static things from there printed off for folks to pick up, but certainly a great resource for people to check out before or after the health fair as well.
Now, you've told us what you're going to be having for resources here, but you know, this is a one time frame on one day, but Kate, you have information available all the time. You've mentioned bulletins and some, but I think you have some courses, some internet. Tell us a little bit more about some of those resources that people might use related to health and wellness.
Okay. Well, the ones that we focused on are more about movement. We have a whole series of information on a program called Spend Smart, Eat Smart, which is kind of combats the notion that when you're talking about healthy food, you're talking about a more expensive diet or more expensive food. So we have just some good general meal planning guidelines online or available at the Extension office, but also specific tips for when you're shopping for things in the protein category, when you're shopping for fruits and vegetables, how to get the most from your money when you're trying to make those healthy decisions. We also have several online blog. Spend Smart, Eat Smart is actually a website where they post tons of recipes. You can search by ingredient if you want on the Spend Smart, Eat Smart website. If you open the fridge and go, I have chicken and broccoli, what can I do with that? You can type that into the Spend Smart, Eat Smart website and it'll pull up several inexpensive, fairly easy to prepare, healthy menu options. So that's a great resource. Also, we have it's about health, but it's also a blog interactive called Science of Parenting. And of course, they have lots of topics on there, including things like how to get your kids active, how to get them to maybe try some of those foods they're not that excited about, how to get them out and moving, how to limit screen time and have those conversations about what's a healthy amount of electronic consumption. They have a monthly topic every month. Some of them are health and wellness related. All of them are parent related. I think the topic this month is actually music and brain development. So it's kind of a fun mix. But all of those monthly topics are archived, and each monthly topic features both an initial 3 to 4 minute podcast, so you can watch a video on the topic, get some basic information on the topic, as well as an archive of each month's full discussion with all of our nutrition and health specialists and parenting specialists chiming in. Folks from around the state are welcome to ask questions and be part of that discussion. So lots of good info.
And one of the good things about that, of course, is when you find a moment, whether that's 5 in the morning or 10 at night, it's there. You don't have to get in your vehicle and go somewhere at a certain time.
Absolutely. I have 2 young kids, and my most productive hour is from 10 to 11 p.m. And then the website is absolutely available then.
That. And is there a way to communicate? You mentioned specialists. I mean, can they send in questions and get some responses?
Yeah, it's a full blog and chat page. So any questions, group discussions, you can chime in anytime. There's also all of the specialists that are contributing to those topics would have their email addresses and websites on that blog as well. So if you had a specific question that you maybe didn't want to put as part of the discussion forum, you could find the contact information for that specialist and email them directly.
Any meeting type programs coming up, whether they're on health and wellness or something else that you just want to mention, Kate?
Well, actually, the next thing we probably have coming up would be a lot of educational programs that we're doing around the new farm bill. We have lots of things coming up for producers educationally wise about what is in the new farm bill, how to get your head around it, how what it means for you, things like that. So our next program is scheduled, I believe, December 4th is when we're going to be talking about the farm bill. So watch our website for more information. Give us a call if you want to learn more. And, of course, you can come out and talk to us at the health fair this coming Monday, the 27th, at the Y, and we'd love to chat with you then.
Okay, and you can do that 9 to 10 or 4:30 to 7. And if somebody wants to get on the Cass County website, what's the best way to do that?
Well, there's 2 ways to do that. The easiest would be to Google Cass County ISU Extension, and do put Iowa in there, because there is a Cass County in other states, and we have had calls from Illinois and Indiana and Nebraska, because all of those have a Cass County. Or you can type in www.extension, iastate.edu/CAS.
You're right. Searching for Cass County ISU Extension will be much easier. But it's good to know we have options there, just like we have options for a lot of things in life. Again, we want people to stop by at the health fair to visit with you and the other folks that are there at the Nishna Valley YMCA on Monday. Thank you very much. Kate Olson, who directs the programs for Cass County Extension in Iowa. Until next time, here's a thought. Think big thoughts, but relish small pleasures.